South Australia's Aboriginal community is in mourning after social justice trailblazer Torto Sansbury lost his fight to blood cancer on Monday night. We often spoke to Torto on this program in his role as a campaigner on the issue of Indigenous youth suicide. The Wire's Annabelle McKinnon reports.
A fierce Aboriginal advocate, Narunga elder Torto Sansbury was a man of many achievements. As a much-loved social justice warrior, Torto was recognised for his tireless fighting in the political landscape against the system Aboriginal Australians live in today. In saying this, Torto was so much more than his achievements. I spoke to his partner, Grace Nelligan, about the legacy he will leave behind.
Torto was strong, he was powerful, he was unafraid, and I guess to some people he could seem intimidating, but he had the gentlest, kindest soul that you could wish to meet. The gentle qualities also come from an area of strength because it takes courage to be a gentle man. You know, he would fight for his people with an utmost passion, but he would fight from the heart.
Did he discuss how he felt about his own legacy before his passing?
I think if he was aware of the effect that his death has caused, he would be stunned and he would be humbled by it. So I don't even think he thought he was leaving a legacy. He just did what he did because he believed in it, and it was a passion for him to put things right for Aboriginal people, both in South Australia and across the country, as far as he could, because he saw a great injustice and he just needed to do what he could to put it right. He had no idea of being a trailblazer or leaving a legacy. That never entered into it. He did what he did because he did it from the heart.
Knowing the advocate that he was, do you think he was left satisfied with the work he had done, or did you think he wanted to achieve more?
I mean, apart from my personal loss, which I can't describe, yes, there was so much more he wanted to do. He hadn't finished. I mean, have things improved for Aboriginal people? No. Have they got worse? I think I can safely say yes. So he saw himself as still having a lot to do.
Do you feel that Indigenous advocacy will cope with his loss?
I have fears that it won't. So I think there needs to be a concerted effort to build on what he's done, to build on his legacy. His passing might give them the power to keep going and to take what he was doing further, both because it needs to be done, but also as a memorial to the years and years of effort that he put in and to make difference for Aboriginal people in Australia.
You've talked about his intense passion. So I guess behind the scenes, what role did you play in supporting that passion?
I would play any role that I needed to play in supporting him. Sometimes it was just a matter of debriefing. Sometimes it was listening. Sometimes it was researching. Sometimes it was helping him come up with ideas. Whatever he needed to be done that he either didn't have the time to do or needed someone else's input, I would be it. You know, I see our relationship over the past 12 years as a partnership on every level because I'm passionate about everything that he stood for and everything that he did, and in any way possible, I was there to support him, and I'm so proud that I had the opportunity to do so.
What achievements was Torto most proud of?
He never really talked about that. He never saw his work as having been done. There's still too much that hasn't been done, and that was a great sadness for him. We'll spend millions and millions of dollars of, you know, researching people who don't need researching, people who need to be spoken with, not spoken to. Things haven't changed. So he never saw himself as an achiever. It wasn't about him achieving. I'm so proud for him that he received a number of accolades over the years because he truly deserved them. But it was humbling for him. It wasn't sort of, oh, look at me and look what I've achieved, because he never did it for that.
What would you say to the next generation of Indigenous leaders coming through?
I would say, and this is something that has been troubling Torto in more recent times, people need to come together. So whatever you do moving forward to advance Aboriginal people in this country across all areas, you have to bring people together. You have to have the ability to tell people to put their differences behind them, whether their differences is based on their cultural group or their political stance or whatever. Only way forward is for Aboriginal people to unite and move forward as one. take the camera off what needs to be done. That would be my message to the next generation, is come together, be strong, and as a legacy for Torto, keep working to make change, keep building on what he did.
In his last Facebook post, Torto had seemed to have similar thoughts to Grace's. We need to move forward, he said, not only for Aboriginal Australia, but for the marginalised, the excluded, the voiceless, the powerless, the poor and the downtrodden right across this country.
The wise Annabel McKinnon with that obituary to Indigenous social justice campaigner Torto Sainsbury.